Amen. Yes, God is real, and He's still on the throne. He's right where He's always been, and He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And you and I walk by faith, not by sight. But we're called to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. In Matthew chapter 8, I'm going to start out there, but I'm in no wise going to stay there. So Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. When he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him? Who can this be? This same Jesus that walked upon the earth over 2,000 years ago. This same Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's coming back. He's coming back for a blood-bought church. And you and I need not live in fear of anything that comes upon the earth. If I read my Bible right, whether I live or whether I die, I win. Hello? To be absent from the bodies, be present with the Lord. Death is not an ending. It's the beginning into eternity with a holy and righteous God. And because of that, my faith sustains me. Now, our president, regardless of what you think of President Trump and his personality and his mannerisms, has called for a national day of prayer. And I'm so thankful that he did. And we need to pray and seek the face of Almighty God. Now, why would a president of the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, and a man who has power to send in military and take nations out, why would he call for prayer? Because he knows our only hope is the Lord Jesus Christ and none other. There is wisdom. Now, I want to share something with you. I told you I wasn't going to stay there. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And back one page in 2 Timothy chapter 1, I want to read this to you, verse 7. Because it's a promise to me and you, and I hope you get this down in your heart, your mind, and your spirit. Verse 7 of 2 Timothy chapter 1. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The whole world is in chaos today because of the spread of the coronavirus, and man doesn't know what to do. Man does not have an antibiotic to take care of it yet, but man is frantically working, and people are in a panic mode thanks to our newscasters who blast it all over the airwaves every day and tell you how bad it is. But you do need to be informed, and you do need to make right, plans for your own security and your safety. And so you do need to do that. You're to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And yes, our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, this too shall pass. And we need to look to Him. But the Bible says God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. The spirit of fear, I hope all of you have toilet paper at home. If you don't, you won't find it at Walmart. Amen. How ridiculous. When an illness comes, to run and rob the shelves of all types of cleaning products and toilet paper? My goodness. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Bob Coates was in a Sunday evening service the other night, and Bob Coates began to quote this verse. But I want to read you verse 13. It says, "When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people." Pestilence here can be translated plague. It could be what we're facing today. I'm not saying that God sent it, but God has allowed it to come. And we need to understand that. But God also follows it up in His Word with this. Verse 14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land." Over 60 million babies have been aborted in the United States, and the life cries out, "Who will avenge our blood?" God hates it when innocent hands, when children are murdered like that. God hates that sin. God, it's an abomination. And listen, any time a government passes a law and said, "Go teach your kids," when they're little, they can either be a boy or a girl. If they don't want to be a boy, they can become a girl. That is nuts. And God is a holy God. And it's time we as the people of God wake up. God knows all of this garbage. God knows everything there is to know about me and you. If my people is talking about a personal relationship with God, that you repented of your sin, invited Christ in your heart. My people talking about a personal relationship. If you know Him, you ought to live like you know Him. If every gossip would shut up, hello? I done went from preaching to meddling. I may lose my voice this morning. Amen? But listen, God is not happy with what's going on in the world. Gay pride is thumbing their nose at a holy God. And they use the sign of a rainbow, a promise from a holy God that He'd never destroy the world again with a flood. And they use it to smear a holy God. Men with men, women with women. And that's the day in which we live. In the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it says in the last days that the cities will be full of sorcery. If you look it up in the Greek, that word sorcery is where we get the word pharmakia. Pharmakia means pharmacy. It means the cities will be full of drugs. And that's what we have today. And now we're legalizing marijuana. Why? Because we have a corrupt government that realized that organized crime was making all kind of money. And they want to get their hand in the cookie jar. And you and I pay for it while they get rich and wealthy off the misery of others. And we sit by. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. God says, humble yourself. Child of God, if you don't humble yourself, there's a holy God that knows how to humble you, and He'll bring you to your knees one way or another. The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You either do it today or you're going to do it later. Amen? Humble yourselves. Oh, preacher, it's old hat. Shacking up's okay. Why? If we get knocked up, we can get SNAP program and we can get all kinds of things from the government. We don't even have to work. And today, it's okay to shack up and have children out of wedlock. God hasn't changed His mind. Hello? We've thumbed our nose at a holy God and we think He's going to wink at sin, and He's not going to wink at sin. It's time we wake up, church. God is sending a storm around the world. Italy's on lockdown. France has closed all the restaurants. Here in our state, all of the schools are closed. Listen, your trust, your hope is in Him and Him alone. When everything else is in shambles, don't give up on a child of God. They'll be there because their faith and trust is in Him. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, how long has it been since you humbled yourself before a holy God? How long has it been since you got honest with God and cried out to Him and said, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I want to repent of this. Oh, by the way, HBO is hell's box office. Hello? Showtime is nothing but smut. And we pay to get it pumped into our homes. So we think we can watch it in the privacy of our homes and nobody will know it. God knows it. God knows what you're putting before your eyes. The psalmist said, I pray I not put no wicked thing before my eyes. God's people are called to be holy. God's people are called to be different. We lose our salt. We lose our savor. And we no longer have a voice, because instead of being a change agent in the world, we become like the world. And we've allowed sin to saturate us and to become commonplace. And we no longer blush. We no longer repent of it. God is calling His people to come back to Him, to humble yourself. And then He says to pray. Pray and seek my face. You know what we do with God most of the time? Oh, Lord, we ask You to bring healing. Oh, Lord, I ask You to bless me financially. Oh, Lord, I ask You to do this and do that. We don't want to see the face of God. We're seeking the hand of God. And when we seek the face of God and we see Him as He is, we see ourselves as we are, a sinful people. Amen? They thinking themselves wise compared themselves one to another and became as fools. You see, we can always look at somebody that names the name of Jesus and say, well, I didn't do like they did, and I didn't do like them, and I didn't do that, and compare ourselves and say, well, I must be in pretty good shape. No, no, no. Compare yourself to the Son of God. and we all fall short. Amen. Now, this morning, this isn't a sermonette for a Christianette in a bassinet. Amen. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and then there's something else God wants us to do. Turn from your wicked ways. I said, preacher, I don't have no wicked ways. Preacher, I'm a good person. And I love my dog and my cat. And well, I even love the newscaster on the weekend news. So I think I'm pretty good. I even pray for my president. It's personal, folks. Only you know what you need to turn away from. Only you know what God speaks to you about. And if Satan has got a foothold in your life in any area, you need to deal with it and turn from it, because he's a liar and there is no truth in him. Amen. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then God gives us some promises. And aren't you thankful for the promises of Almighty God? Listen to these promises he wants to give you right out of this verse in the Word of God. He says, then I will hear from heaven. Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1, 2, and 3, thereabout says, your sin has separated you from your God. His ear is not shortened that he cannot hear, but your iniquity has separated you from him. The Bible says in Psalm 66, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And so we're to deal with those things that are in our heart and get rid of the sin if it's there. Oh Lord, search me and see if there's any wicked way within me. And we're to pray that prayer and let God, the Holy Spirit, begin to search and to cleanse us that we might be right before a holy God. He says, then I'll hear from heaven. God says, I'm going to hear your prayers if you turn away, if you deal with the issues in your life. I'll hear your prayers. And then he says another promise, and we'll forgive their sin. Hallelujah. That make a Baptist preacher shout, amen. To be forgiven of my sin as far as the east is from the west through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you thankful for the blood of Christ? You and I have been forgiven. Hallelujah. I know you're not supposed to touch your neighbor, so wave at your neighbor and say, I've been forgiven. Amen. Listen, we've been forgiven. We'll forgive their sin. And then he says, and heal their land. I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet, but God got a hold of me. God saved me. God forgave me. God called me. And I don't know why in the world he wants to use me at my age, but he is. But here's the thing. He says, I'll heal their land. The healing comes from God. Not only physical healing, but also the plague that's come upon the earth. All healing comes from Almighty God. You want to see our land healed? Want to see the world healed? Get right with God. Quit doing it your way. Start doing it his way. Now, our president called for a national day of prayer. I was going to call you all up here to an altar, but then I'd have you all in close proximity. I won't do that to you, but I do want us to go to God in prayer. And you can do it right where you're at, and we're going to do it differently than we've ever done it before. I want you as a group of Christians to speak audibly all at once. You know why? You say, well, preacher, I can't hear them pray if they're all doing it at once. They're not talking to you, bless God. They're talking to the Lord. Amen? Now, it may seem strange and it may freak you out, but you'll be okay. All right? But I want all of us to make our prayer requests known to God before we leave here today. You say, well, I'm not comfortable preaching out or praying out loud. Well, do it mentally. God knows. Amen? So I want to stop right here. And the first thing I want to say to you, if you're here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't know for certain if you would die today that you're going to heaven. Listen, if you don't know that, you're going to split hell wide open. When your heart stops and you wake up in hell, you're going to say, I wish I'd have listened to that preacher. But it'll be too late. So if you're here today and you've never trusted the Lord, you've been playing games with Jesus. Oh, you've been giving evidence. You've been telling people you know him, but you're not right with him and you know it. It's time to get right with Almighty God and take his Son as your Lord and Savior. Put your faith and trust in him. If you're here today, you've been coming to this church and something's been holding you back from becoming a part of this church, it's time to let go and let God. If God wants to add you to the church, you come on. Amen. If you're here today and you need to follow the Lord in baptism, the baptism will be open. We'll get Randy Odell to fill that dude up and heat it up for you. And we'll put you in the baptistry and baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whatever your need is, God is a holy God and hears. Now, right where you're at, remain seated. I want you to take the next 5 minutes. 5 minutes. It's a quarter after 11. That means at 20 after, I will close us in a word of prayer. And I want you to pray to Almighty God. If you want to pray out loud, do it. I know this is strange. It might freak.